to go through some points in Siman Samach. So the Shulchan Aruch points out that the order of the brachas is not ma'akev. So a person would say the bracha of Abba Rabba, Abba Salem first, and then say the bracha of Yitzhak or second, or mix up with the bracha of Emes V'yatziv. All of that is not ma'akev. The person is Yotze. So it comes on an interesting din, even though there's a locha that we're relying on bracha smucha l'chaverta to allow us to take the bracha to Hashem, the Shem and the Malchus, at the beginning of the bracha of Yetzer Or, is what allows us to say that we don't need a bracha of Shem and Malchus in the second bracha, because it's smucha l'chaverta. As long as there's smucha l'chaverta, even though the bracha is only said, the bracha to Hashem l'kenu malchalom is said at the end, it said in the second, you switched the order. You said Yetzer Or second and Abba Rabba first. But you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We're going to say that we're going to rely on that and still be considered that you said Shema Malchus for both brachas. If a person forgot one of the brachas, so the lachas, he can continue, he can say it, and he can say it even after Shemoneh Esrei. It's not the fact that it said before Shemoneh Esrei is also not Ma'akev. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch introduces in Sif Dalet and Sif Hei, in the beginning of Siman Samach Aleph, a concept of kavana, that the mitzvah tzricha is kavana. The person, there's machlokes whether mitzvah in the Gemara, whether mitzvah tzricha is kavana, whether mitzvahs require kavana. Now, first of all, the kavana, which it means, it doesn't mean the kavana which he says in Sif Hei, that a person when he says Shema should understand what he's saying and should think about what he's saying. That's not what it means, and that's ma'akev in the first pasuk of Shema. It's ma'akev in the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not ma'akev otherwise. A person says Shema, but he doesn't realize what all the words that he's saying. As long as he understands the first pasuk, what he's saying, that's he's yotzer with that. A person, obviously, a person saying Shema should, the beginning of Siman Samach Aleph says a person should say it with the awe and the yira that a person, it's proper to be mekabel olmachus shemayim. A person has to have a kavana besides for the words in the midst of Shema, but to be mekabel olmachus shemayim. What we're dealing with here in Sif Dalet is something else. Is that every time a person does a mitzvah means that there's a commander and there's a command. When I do do an action, I can either do an action because I choose to do the action or do it because I'm being commanded to do so. So we want to know, but does a person fulfill the concept of being a mitzvah, that it's a command, without thinking about the concept of the fact that it's a mitzvah, its purpose is for the mitzvah element? Is that a kiyum of mitzvah? Or is it a kiyum of, I'm saying very nice words, etc., but I'm not fulfilling a command if I'm not aware right now that there's a command, and that's why I'm doing it. So am I doing it l'shem mitzvah? That's the issue over here, which is more has the machlokes whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah zain tzrichas kavana. When we pass, and the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, and he says, v'chein halacha, that yeshem mitzvah tzrichas kavana, v'chein halacha. There's a shaila in the brings from the Magen Avraham that this only from the Radvaz. The Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz. It only applies to mitzvahs the Raisa, not to mitzvahs the Rabbanon. Now there's a question. Mir Alocha raises a question: is that because it's a Sofik Hanapaskin? Therefore, by the Raisas we're Machar Me Sofik Sveikah the Raisa the Chumra. Because if you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, if you do a mitzvah without Kavana, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. Sofik the Raisa the Chumra. So you have to be Machar. Therefore, by the Rabbanon's Sveikah the Rabbanon the Kula, and you can be Mekel. Or is the Shulchan Aruch is this to say if it's only din safik, or therefore nafkamina? Let's say you do it a second time, you should not make a bracha. A person did the mitzvah the first time without kavana, he does it a second time, he wouldn't make a bracha because possibly he was yotzi with the first time. Or is this a definitive psak of chen halacha that you're not yotzi at all? So that's the question which the the Magen Avraham quotes the Sradvaz, and one of the ways to understand this difference in the Rais and the Rabbanon is it's a question of suffix. The Mishnah points out that the Gra holds not like this. The Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch in many places, even by mitzvahs Rabbanon, mitzvahs Srichas Kavana. And therefore, the assumption is that both, if it's based on a din of Safik, Lekar, the Magen Avraham is correct. It means that it seems that this is a definitive psak, the mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah does say at the end, when a person does it again, it's better not to make a bracha because of the possibility of this argument that you would do it again without a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah then comes along and says, okay, so what do you have to have in mind when you want to fulfill this concept of mitzvah shichas kavana? So you have to combine two words, l'shem mitzvah. It's not, you don't have to have any fancy, holy, Kabbalistic incantations. You have to think you're doing this because there's a command. That's all you have to think. You have to say those, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you have to think, you don't have to say it even, you have to think two words, l'shem mitzvah, I'm doing this because of a command. He does point out that everybody agrees that chatchila, obviously a person should have a mind for that purpose. He doesn't quote this, but there's a fascinating Ramban. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam learns that the mitzvah ula avdu b'chol levavchem is a mitzvah tefillah b'chol yoyim, that there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven every single day. The amount of three tefillahs is the rabbanon. Every single day is the deraisa according to the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees and says the mitzvah deraisa tefillah is only be'es tzora. That when the pasuk says when the hatzara tzoreres chem, when you ba'aretz they come that you're attacked. And you should call out with chatzoritzer, so you should blow the shofar, which means a person should be ma'arav to do tshuva and daven to Hashem. So that's the mitzvah deraisa to daven me'es tzora. Davening every day is the rabbanon. So what is this mitzvah ula avdu b'chol levavchem? We say in Shema every single day ula avdu b'chol levavchem. What does it mean? So the Ramban says it means when you do a mitzvah, you should do a mitzvah with kavana to do the mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah, but you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're deciding to serve Him. It should be service. Every action that you do should be an action of service. So according to the Ramban, the account of the mitzvah Srichot Kavana, whether it's Ma'akev and the mitzvah is a different question. But you have a mitzvah say Deraisa, every time you do a mitzvah to do it with Kavana. And every time you do a mitzvah Deraisa without Kavana, you're not Makai, you're a Mavatal mitzvah say Deraisa of Ulav Demechol Avavchem according to the Ramban. That's what comes out according to the Ramban. Well, it's ma'akev in the mitzvah that you did. You might fulfill brichos amazon, but you're revatal the love to b'chol avavchem. It's two different questions. That's according to the Ramban. It's a fascinating point that you should be aware of. According to the Ramban, that this is quite an issue. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah brings a leniency, shall as it were, if it's indicative from the action that you're doing it because of the command, then that you fulfill the concept of the mitzvah shichas kavanah. Again, the chatchila you should have in mind, but you would this is the chayodim's kula. Therefore, it's obvious why you're doing this. A person gets up Rosh Hashanah and he blows a shofar. You know, most people don't blow the ram's horns on a regular day. Probably he's doing it because there's a mitzvah to do it. That's obvious from the situation. He came to shul for that purpose, etc. It's obvious that's what he's doing it for. You would fulfill the mitzvah with you've gotten the elements of indicativeness that it's for the purpose of a command, and therefore you would fulfill mitzvah shichas kavana. You fulfill your mitzvah in that situation. Let's say a situation where it's not so obvious. And Mr. Berg gives an example. The Berg gives an example. A person is benching, and he's also benching with his children. So he could be benching. You're sing benching together with your children to teach your children benching or to make kindness of benching. I don't know what your kavan is. I have no idea what your purpose is. So that situation, you would not be yotze benching unless you would have a specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah of benching, because you're also benching with your child. The Biralocha says that possibly it might even be better to have kavan over there not to be yotze and bench by yourself afterwards. That would be an option also. We hold mitzvah shichas kavanah or mitzvah zayin shichas kavanah, but that's clear if you have negative intent. I do not want to be yotzei. I'm not going to be yotzei, and that would be true. The Bir Halacha brings the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, which says that my mitzvahs of dibur, v'kulyama mitzvah shichas kavanah. My mitzvahs of dibur, everybody holds that you must have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and the Shabir Alocha points out that the sin of mitzvah shichas kavanah is a din deraisa. It's not a din derabanan. It means the raisa you're not yotze. He says a fascinating din. He says if a person does a mitzvah without kavanah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. If a person puts on tzitzis and doesn't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're wearing a beged of dalal kanfos without being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. You'd be over the yisur wearing a beged without putting in tzitzis. So it comes out that if a person sleeps in his tzitzis, he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he should do is think, l'shem it's a tzitzis. Because otherwise, according to this, you're wearing a beggar without the kima of tzitzis. Now that's just a chiddush, rechonin in the kibbutzim, things like maybe that's not true. It's not called that you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis, but the shabur assumes that that's true. A person sits in a sukkah without thinking, l'shem it's a sukkah. It's like you're eating outside of the sukkah, according to this. That's quite. The Michas Chinuch raised such a simple type of a question: is it called eating outside of the sukkah in that type of situation? But the Bir Halacha assumes that would be true. I mentioned before that simply by tzitzis and by tefillin and by sukkah, these three mitzvahs, there's a separate kavanah beyond mitzvah shichas kavanah, which is the Torah says over here leman in order that. the person should sit in the sukkah. L'man yedo d'ra seichem, in order that the generation should know that Bershom gave us sukkahs anon ha'kavod in the midbar. Sitzes l'man tiskru b'sesem es klumet suicide. Tefillin l'man tia teres hashem b'ficha. So these three mitzvahs, the Torah says, why? The Bershom wants you to do this in order that something should happen. So let's say you do the mitzvah and you don't do that. So are you yotze? So the Bach says this, they point out this thing by these three things, and the Prima Gadim assumes that Bidi Eved you would be Yotze. I did point out to you that the Aruch Lener in the Sefer Bikurei Yaakov on Hilchos Sukkah says that that's not true. You would not be Yotze. A person sits in the Sukkah and does not think to remind us that the Baruch Hashem gave us an Oni HaKavod in the Midbar, he would not fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the Pashas, according to the Bikurei Yaakov, with the same thing, he doesn't have a Pirish on Sitzes or Tefillin, but Pashas, according to the Bikurei Yaakov, that would be true by Sitzes and by Tefillin also. A person would put on Tefillin and not think for the purpose of these Sukkim, which remind different lessons that these Sukkim teach us, he would not fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. A person puts on tzitzis and not think that tzitzis is to remind us of a mitzvah of Hashem, he would not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So above and beyond, so you have, according to Mishabura, if a person doesn't think the shame mitzvah tzitzis, he would not be kind of the mitzvah tzitzis, he'd be wearing a beggar without tzitzis, according to Mishabura, and without fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And according to this Bikur Yaakov, you'd have this other kavanah that you have to have, the mantis guru. This issue, I just want to point out this issue that mitzvah sichas kavana by the rabbanans. So the Magen Avraham says that it doesn't apply to the rabbanans. So Kriveger, in two places, asked on the Magen Avraham. There's the Beis Yosef b'Siman Reish Yud Gimel, the Beis Yosef b'Siman Reish Yud Gimel, which is the siman of being married to somebody else with a bracha. There, the Torah says, we know when I want to be married to you with a bracha, I have to have kavana to be married to you. You have to have kavanah to be yotze. So I have to go to. We both need kavanah. Why is that? There's a concept called shemei ka'ina. If I'm saying something, you're hearing it. It's like you said it. What is this kavanah? Why is kavanah necessary? So the Beis Yosef says the reason why kavanah is necessary is because of mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. Okay. The reason why you have to have kavanah to be yotze with shemei ka'ina is not because of it's lacking in shemei ka'ina without the kavanah. It's not. There is a Rashi who says that in Rosh Hashanah, but the Beis Yosef assumes that that's not true. The reason why you need kavanah to be moitzi and to be yotze is because of mitzvah shichas kavanah. So, and then the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if I want to be moitzi you with a bracha birchas and a henin, I must have kavanah to be moitzi you, and you must have kavanah to be yotze with me. Well, that's Birchas Hanan is the Rabbanon, Rukimegra says. So why, according to the Magen Avraham, there's no din of Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah by the Rabbanon, why do I have to have Kavanah to be Moitzi you? And why do you have to come to be Yotze? Mitzvah the Rabbanon, you don't need Kavanah. The same thing he says by Kiddush. According to the Magen Avraham himself, who says that your Yotze, Kiddush, Friday night, when you say it in davening, so you say Kiddush at home is the Rabbanon. So the Shulchan Aruch again says, I have to have Kavanah to be Moitzi you, and you have to Kavanah to be Yotze. Why? It's only the Rabbanon. So Kriger says, in both of these places, you would see that clearly that's not true. But even by the Rabbanon, you need Kavanah, Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah. And therefore, if I don't have Kavanah to be Moitzi you, and you don't have Kavanah to be Yotze, you're not Yotze. It would come out, according to this Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, in Siman Tov Peites, by Sirius Oiber, since we passed in Sirius Oiber Bisman as Ezra Bonin, so applying the Beis Yosef and Reishur Gimel, that Kavanah to be Moitzi and to be Yotze only applies by the Reis, by all the Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah, by the Rabbanah that doesn't apply. So when the Chazan says, Hayom Yom Echad Bo Oimer, or Lo Oimer, however you counts it, right? I'm Yotze. I heard him say it, Shmei Koina, without Kavanah, because you don't need Kavanah by the Rabbanah. I'm Yotze, Sirius Oimer. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that it's preferable that a person should think intent, specific negative intent, I do not want to be Yotze with the Chazan. Otherwise, you've been Yotze your mitzvah by hearing the Chazan say it. You could argue, he says, possibly, that probably you would like to do the mitzvah yourself, and probably you don't want to be Yotze. It's the equivalent of having negative kavanah. But he said it would be better the person should have a specific negative intent not to be Yotze with the Chazan, because according to the Magen Avraham, you'd be Yotze with Shemei Koina, even though you have no Kavanah to be Yotze at all, because only the Rabbanim. I want to point out one more thing. Once he passes, now the Kriveger brings a Raya, the Gra, etc., that by Mitzvah the Rabbanim, you need Kavanah. So the Kayonim suggests in this concept, it's obvious that your kavanah is for a mitzvah. He says one of the ways you get that is by making a bracha. If a person makes a bracha, Sheikh Shabbat Salvation, call Shifer, obviously he's doing the same mitzvah. You don't make a bracha, you know, when you're playing music. You don't make a bracha beforehand, so the bracha itself is indicative of the purpose. But the bracha is also mitzvah. There's a mitzvah derabbanan to say brachas. Every time I make a shahakol, I'm doing a mitzvah derabbanan to make a shahakol. So lachar, according to this psak, every time I do any bracha, I have to have a kavanah for the bracha that I want to be in the mitzvah derabbanan making brachas. And if I don't, I'm not yotzer the bracha, and I ate without. Making a bracha. That's what should come out according to this thought process. So Magen Avraham is a kula, but according to the Gra and according to the Kibagir, that you do not fulfill drabana without having kavana of the shame mitzvah. But a person makes a birchas and a henin, or any drabana, but birchas and a henin very specifically is a very common issue. Any bracha that you say, you must think before, I'm doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah. Again, the chayotah might help you. In some cases, it's obvious because, you know, goyim don't walk around making, you know, mumbling things before they eat, and we do. Probably it's because there's a command to do so. Maybe we could argue that, but be aware that every time you say a bracha, a person should stop for a moment and think what he's saying. That's for sure true, right? Did I say a bracha yet? We usually mean you probably didn't think about what you were saying. But besides that, I should stop and think. I'm doing this because there's a mitzvah to say brachas.